Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we're talking border security with an expert. Captain Dave Rogers will join us. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Howard Rosenberg, Steve Robinson, and Dory Guy. It's all coming up next on our all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI Water and Sewer Companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad on No Holds Barred Political Forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program Captain Dave Roy Rogers, president of DRR Strategies, LLC. He's a former base commander from Naval Air Station Fallon and former head of the unmanned air vehicle program down at Creech Air Force Base. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir. You've just come back from a border security exposition in Phoenix, and your company is involved in providing services for border security. Tell us what you learned at this conference.
Well, Sam, it's great to talk to you again. What I can tell you is, I'm not on the hook with these guys to advertise for them or anything, but if you need to go to one border security conference, it's probably a good one to go to in Phoenix every March. And like you mentioned, that was 18, 19 March. It's an exposition where they bring in a series of pretty high-caliber speakers to discuss what's going on, primarily on our borders and initiatives that are ongoing with border security. There's a large crowd of people there from Washington, D.C., and some of our federal agencies, but more significantly, perhaps, they have a lot of local law enforcement agencies that discuss what's really happening on the border. So, in a nutshell, it's a real good update for what's going on, reference border security, and I think anybody can Google the Border Security Expo and get their hands on that information, but the 30-second summary would be there's two different stories you'll get on the border. One is what I call the Washington, D.C. opinion, which is that things are getting better The other is when you talk to the locals, as in local border patrol and or county sheriffs, law enforcement. It's not quite the same story. They're seeing a lot of different, more complicated factors in border security. The threat has shifted, if you want to call it a threat, from, you know, illegal trespassing kind of activity to more violent crimes involving drugs, human trafficking, and the like. And so to liken the southwest border in particular to a war zone is not uncommon when you talk to the locals.
And this is a big difference because prior to the recession, we were seeing literally millions of people coming across the border looking for jobs. But you're saying that's now changed dramatically.
Well, I think, and it's not just me. I mean, my database is about 4 or 5 years, primarily with corporate America, trying to push products down onto the border to help these folks do their jobs. But if you talk to the folks that have been around a while, they'll tell you what you just mentioned, Sam, is yes, in the last 10 years or so, we've seen a pretty dramatic shift to what they call the product coming across the border. And the product coming across the border used to be human beings that were out for a better life or a better job. And there was kind of a steady stream of illegals coming across to get seek employment in this country. That's shifted to a huge drug market. There's a sex trade that's part of that. Frankly, the economy in Mexico has driven some of that. And there's been some other factors in this country, particularly in the Southwest, that have driven some of the problems too, and that's frankly our drought and the way that it's affected the agriculture. And there's a whole lot of people in the southwestern United States that frankly can make more money with working for the cartels than they can on their farms and ranches. So
are you seeing the cartels co-opting people on the U.S. side of the border, and is that going to bring the violence that we've seen on the southern side of the Mexican border to the north?
The folks that live right on the border would tell you that that's already happening. If you go to most of the United States Border Patrol towns, cities, they talk about the number of people that are working for the cartels or working to facilitate illegal activity. They talk about a relatively large percentage of, you know, frankly, U.S. citizens that are on the take, so to speak, with various agencies to facilitate illegal activity. And, you know, part of that is economic driven since the, you know, 2007-8-9 time frame, when most economies in the southwest U.S. were pretty hard hit by our recession. But other is just the money is so good. And so that's a problem. It's a major driver. They'll tell you that those towns are affected by that, but everything eventually migrates north. And just because you're not living in a border state doesn't mean you're not negatively impacted in a major way. And Nevada's probably the perfect example of that. Nevada's pretty close to my heart. I've had 3 tours in the Navy there, and I think Nevada's one of the higher percentages of illegal immigration in the U.S.
Okay, Dave, let's take a break and come back and talk more about this. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Captain Dave Rogers. So describe for me, if you will, because, you know, the idea that I think most people have is of people crossing deserts to get to the United States and, you know, how are they transporting, first of all, the drugs? I mean, is it people carrying it on their back? Is it people driving vehicles? Because you would think that Border Patrol could find people driving vehicles. And then the human trafficking side of it, I mean, are we seeing dozens, hundreds, thousands of women being brought to the United States for sex trafficking?
So that's about four or five questions in there.
I want to give you some material.
Yeah, what I'll tell you, Sam, and your listeners is the enemy, so to speak, in the situation of the cartels and the illegal drug activity is very resourceful. And so, you know, in military parlance, we call that an adaptable adversary. They have recently gotten into some more modern techniques, if you want to call them that. You've probably heard about the tunneling activity that's ongoing. Some of the tunnels are incredibly elaborate, and we in the United States have started going after some of those. But they're also getting pretty sophisticated in terms of flight activity. Ultralights are being used to transport drugs and other products across the border. They tend to go where we're not. And if you look on the border, I mean, that southwest border is 1,600 miles. There's 700 miles that's fenced. That's up quite a bit, frankly, in the last 10 years. But we've pushed some of the activity from the fence locations to areas where it's much more rugged, and that's where you get some of the human migrations. There's also just, they're very tactical. The answer to your question of how do all the drugs get, they're hauling them across on their backs, but they're pretty sophisticated in how they do that. And the people that are leading them across are very difficult to catch. They're more familiar with the terrain than our folks, I'd say our law enforcement agency folks are. And frankly, they're better equipped and they're better funded. Believe it or not, a lot of the what they call coyotes that are either leading people or product across the border, they're wearing night vision goggles that our Border Patrol agents wish that they had. Well, and as crazy as it sounds, that's where there's a bit of a disconnect, frankly, between the Washington, D.C. folks and what they think might solve these problems and the people that are out there on the ground.
Well, one of the things was that they have sharpshooters in the hills. And so
they do, and we are susceptible to that. We are also limited by some of our rules of engagement. There are certain things that particularly our federal agents and federal officers cannot do, communicate an excessive threat to someone that they don't have a hardcore identification on. We play by a different set of rules in this country, essentially. And the cartel and their employees, if you want to call them that, they don't play by the same rules.
Well, now, describe how the sex trafficking operates, because I'm presuming that they're not walking through the desert to get to the United States, or are they? And we've got about a minute left. I'm going to hold you over, but they are walking through the desert.
In many cases, they're just walking through, and you got to understand that the border is relatively porous. You know, I mentioned 700 miles are fenced now, but there's 1,600 miles that are not. So there's numerous places where you can just walk across, and we need to automate some of the technological solutions that the Border Patrol does possess to assist in that. Maybe when we come back, I can tell you some of the technologies that were talked about at the conference a couple of weeks ago.
Dave, can you hang on and let's do another couple of segments that will air next week? Because I think we've set up what the problem is. Let's talk about the solution in another couple of segments, okay?
Sure.
All right, we'll be right back on About a Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
Thinking of selling your home? See Marshall Realty for short sales, rentals, and regular sales.
No matter what your needs are, we have options for you. Adding value to homeowners is what we do. Call 473-1055.
I'm Will Adams, owner of Will's Precious Metal and Jewelry Exchange. We pay the most cash in town for your broken jewelry, gold, silver, and other precious metals. We are Northern Nevada's number one pawn shop alternative. See us on Pyramid Way just north of I-80, Will's Precious Metal and Jewelry Exchange.
Feeling like you need to get away? But without the money to make it happen? At CashCo, we can help you have fun in the sun before payday. Write us a check today and we'll hold it until payday. You could be getting cash in just 15 minutes and be on your way to better things. We have two Northern Nevada locations to serve you. Get money in minutes with CashCo.
Hi, my name is Marty.
And I'm Mary.
We came all the way from Fallon, Nevada to Carson City to Appliance Outlet and saved $1,960.
How much do you want to save?
Northern Nevada Appliance Outlet on South Carson Street, Carson City. How much do you want to save?
Thinking of selling your home? Want top dollar for your property?
With our aggressive marketing plans, our team is focused on your success. So call me today and find out why so many homeowners trust us.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Steve Robinson is here, Senior Advisor for R&R Partners. Dory Guy is former Washoe County Democratic Chair. And Howard Rosenberg is UNR Professor of Art and Art Education and is also a trustee for the Washoe County School Board. Pleasure to have you all here. We've been talking about Clive and Bundy and the whole Bunkerville situation over the last week, Steve. And you bring a different perspective to this because you actually were involved in law enforcement for the BLM quite a few years ago and actually dealt with Mr. Bundy. What are your thoughts on back then and where we are now?
Well, maybe I can take it in reverse order.
Sure.
First of all, incredible incompetence in the way the operation was carried out. You know, in law enforcement or military or whatever, when you begin an operation, you have to have an end game. And this thing accelerated and obviously got out of hand. And I don't necessarily blame the BLM, because in law enforcement, in the Department of Interior, it's centralized in Washington, D.C. And even the new director, who's a friend of mine, Neil Cornsey, I don't think was that much involved. This was directed out of D.C., and as I said, it obviously got out of control, and the media got involved in it. My dealings with the Bundys go back 20 years. And we're obviously dealing with the Bundys, with a family and an individual who loved the limelight. It was clear to us at the time this was a guy who loved the sound of his voice, liked to be on camera.
And this was the time of the Sagebrush Rebellion as well.
Oh, yes, yes. It was going on. Same issue, trespass cattle. And at the time, other ranchers were paying their fees dutifully, and this guy was not. And it's been 20 years, and he hasn't followed the law, regardless of a half a dozen court orders telling him to do so. But you've got an individual who does not recognize the federal judiciary. He doesn't recognize the federal government. So it's very difficult to deal with him.
The Nevada Cattlemen's Association came out with a statement that while they have sympathy for him, they all pay their dues.
Absolutely.
So your thoughts, Dory?
My thoughts are that everyone else pays their dues. And they, I think the BLM caved in too quickly. There was a lot of loonies there, including the Tea Party, that, you know, were fighting for all your First Amendment rights. And I feel it got out of hand. And
but the BLM did kind of screw up on that, by
yeah,
making small areas.
Did. Yeah, they did.
Our country has a First Amendment right.
Right. That's correct. But the problem was is that, you know, when they got all those crazies in there, and I think the BLM was a little concerned because of all the media coverage, and that's why they caved in. Think so?
Well, no, I think there were people that were pointing guns at against each other that would have fired.
I think
it was very, very easily a situation where we could have had dozens of people killed. And that's from our law enforcement people on the scene talking to me about what could have happened. It could have been a tragedy.
Right? Howard, jump in there.
There's not very much that I can contribute to this when I don't understand how the whole thing came about. It seems like there was incompetence.
A federal court order.
Right, but there was incompetence on all sides. There doesn't seem to be any reasoning with Mr. Bundy or the Bundy family. So what do you do? How far do you push it before you simply say, enough, that's
well,
it?
Well, I think our governor summed up the bottom line of it last week when he said, look, no cow is worth getting somebody killed.
Right.
So
right.
The route has to be, or should be, I think, through the courts, through injunctions, although that hasn't worked very well in the past.
Right, and Senator Reid says that this is going to continue. But one of the reasons, in my mind, going back, I think it's 20-plus years now, that the BLM backed off was everybody remembers what happened, that there were bombings in northern Nevada at BLM facilities.
Correct.
As part of that Sagebrush Rebellion, I think that there was a concern. I have not read about this in the media, but I'm just thinking
that it could escalate.
Yes, that this could go beyond, you know, if the push had continued.
And I think that was the intelligence. And you had, I think, way beyond Tea Party people and people that had a political agenda. I think you had some, frankly, whack jobs from all over the country that were coming in.
You're referring to the militia groups.
Yes. And these guys are ready to pull the trigger. And so I think that's what brought Sheriff Gillespie in and the governor to try to mediate the situation.
I just need to clear something. When you say whack jobs, you're not talking about their politics or what they think about this, that, or the other thing. The whack job is the guy with a gun that might just use it.
Right.
Push it too far.
People willing to use violent means, yes.
Right. God, they look
don't
at our history. It's happened.
Unfortunately, they don't recognize the federal government as a governing body.
This is 2014.
Right, but I think one of the things that was interesting, too, and I think this also affected the BLM's decision, was they went in heavily militarized, but then all of a sudden on Facebook started popping up videos, as we've seen in other places around the world, and the general public was now getting to see the force of the BLM tasering people.
Sure. You know, and everybody has memories of civil rights movement and using police dogs against pregnant women.
Right.
I mean, that's just a terrible, terrible picture to show to people, and it's indefensible.
Okay, and to be continued, we'll have Michelle Fiore on the program next week, and she'll have a different view of this. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
The Pizza Baron is celebrating over 40 years in business, and as a way to thank you, Reno and Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $21.95.
We deliver for 40 years.
Piping hot all over town.
You walk into a mattress store, all you want is the right bed. Is it this one? Is it that one? Maybe over here. This one's too hard. This one's too soft. What if I slept on my side, the front, the back, upside down? Ah! It's too much! Help, Dr. X-Men.
Yeah, we can help you because it's really not about feeling. It's about knowing. At Mattressland Sleep Fit, we have a diagnostic process called Bed Fit, and we're really good at fitting your body to the right mattress.
It's easy, free, and only takes a few minutes. That's how Mattressland Sleep Fit has the right bed for you.
Do you like persuasion? Incentives? I know I do. And you are going to love the new and most generous incentives that Fiat has ever offered. Just listen to this.
Right now, you can drive away in a new 2014 Fiat 500L for as little as $18,000. Save almost $2,000 off MSRP. This four-door urban utility vehicle means a remarkable amount of space for passengers as well as stuff.
And why do I love talking about Fiat so much? Take a look at what I'm driving.
At Bradley, Drendel & Janae, we fight for the legal rights of our clients here in Nevada. We are also proud to partner with News 4 in recognizing the Nevada Military Support Alliance. Nevada's servicemen and women stand in harm's way to fight for our freedom and the way of life we all enjoy as Americans, some giving the ultimate sacrifice to defend our great nation. At Bradley, Drendel & Janae, we are Nevada proud, and we salute America's Armed Forces and the Nevada Military Support Alliance.
The Pizza Baron is celebrating over 40 years in business, and as a way to thank you, Reno and Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $21.95.
We deliver for 40 years.
Piping hot all over town.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. Coming out next week, we'll have Michelle Fiore and part two of our interview with Captain Dave Rogers.